If you remember last time at the end of Shear, we noted the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Shabbos in Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam tells me, if Mechamim is HaBarzel Kedei Letzarfo B'mayim, Hareza told us Mav'ir V'chayiv. The Rambam says that a person heats up iron in order to do tziruf, to harden it, so that is a tolda of Mav'ir, and then you're going to be Chayiv. And the Ravid jumps up and down on the Rambam, and the Ravid says, what do you mean? Why is it Mavir? Why is it not Mevashel? Kimo Shoda Sichdala Atuna, with Mir Barafi Vahadar Kamat. And therefore, Lemaisaf, Yemachamir is like a Chalas Mitzafo, you're not Mechabe, but it would be Mevashel. And then he adds that maybe it would be Makibapatish. That's what the Ravid says. Comes along the Magid Mishnah. And the Magid Mishnah defends the Rambam. He says, "Ravid, you ask that it should be mevashel." Zok the Magid Mishnah ain't nirali. Shakol davar shehu atmo nasa or v'soreif ain't roi lomar hamevashel elamav ir. Anything that it becomes fire itself, that is not mevashel. That is mav ir. L'cha'ora, what the Magid Mishnah is saying is the yesod that we had from the Chaya Adam earlier, which is that there's a fundamental difference between Mav'ir and Mevashel. Mevashel means that I change something, ayadeh the fire. Mav'ir means that something gets consumed. The Magid Mishnah is saying, B'das HaRambam, that you know what, it's getting consumed, so it can't be that this is Mevashel. It would have to be Mav'ir. Like kol davar shehu atmo nasa or anything that it itself becomes like a fire, says the Magid Mishnah Midas HaRambam, that is called mavir. Now I saw in the Ketzos HaShulchan Reb Avraham Chaim Noe, right? He's famous for having small shiurim, but he was also the small shiurim, right? But Reb Avraham Chaim Noe was a Lubavitcher Posek who lived in Yerushalayim, and he was the Rav of Shkunat HaBukharim. And he argues that maybe what the Magid Mishnah is getting at, B'das HaRambam, of Hu Atzo Nasa Ur, is something that we spoke about before Pesach called Libun Kal. If you remember, there's like two types of Libun, no? There's one type of Libun that's Libun Chomor, like we said, like 750 degrees, 800 degrees Fahrenheit. It's mamish, a fire. There's another type of Libun, which is that something that could burn anything else. That's called Libun Kal. If I heat up a keli so that the other side of the keli is kash nisraf olav, right? We said paper burns, that's like Fahrenheit 451. Straw burns a little bit lower than that. If it's going to be kash nisraf olav, that means it could burn something else. If it could burn something else, that means hu atmo nasa ur. Once it's hu atmo nasa ur, so by definition it's going to be mavir rather than the malacha of mevashel. That's what the Magid Mishnah says, B'das HaRambam. Okay. Nice Magid Mishnah, beautiful. The only problem with the Magid Mishnah is that the Magid, and the Magid Avram notes this, in Shin Yud Ches, Ois Yud, the Magid Avram points out, Magid Mishnah, you're a fine fellow and everything, but you missed another Rambam. Because the Rambam in Perek Tes, Halacha Vav, the Rambam over there writes, that if a person is... if you melt metal or you heat metal, if I heat the metal until it becomes a gachalas, so that's a tolda of mevashel. So correct the Magen Avram that, okay, Magen Mishnah, you're defending a Rambam in Perek Yud Beis, but you're totally forgetting about the Rambam in Perek Tes. So the Lecha Mishnah, I think we mentioned this yesterday, the Lecha Mishnah comes and he says, no, the Rambam holds that Yechayiv Shnayim, Yechayiv both Mishum Mevashel and Mishum Mavir. Okay, that's certainly an interesting Mahalach in the Lecha Mishnah.
Mishum Mevashel
and
Mishum
Mavir. Yechayiv Mishum Mevashel and Mavir. Both, Yechayiv for both. However, I don't think this is the most accepted Mahalach. There's a few other mahalach that we should talk about. First of all, there's a prima godim. On that Magen Avraham in Shin Yud Ches Ois Yud, the Prima Gadim writes that the Lechem Mishnah is Miyashiv, the Magen Mishnah, etc. And that would mean that according to the Rambam, you chayv mishum mevashel and mavir. And according to the Rabbi, you only chayv mishum mevashel. Aye, the Magen Mishnah doesn't sound like that. So it says the Prima Gadim HaMagen Mishnah is still there. The Yesh Lomar Ad Shetasei Gacheles V'lo Ad Bichlal. Right? In other words, in Perek Tech Halacha Vav, the Rambam is talking about if I heat up metal Ad Shetasei Gacheles until it becomes a Gacheles. V'kahai Gavna Al Chayiv Mishom Mevashel. But in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam is speaking about Mechami Meshabarzel Kedevot Sarfai, so in that case, right, what you're doing is you're heating the barzel to do tziruf, so there it's even hotter, so that's why it's going to be mavir, not mevashel. In other words, the Prima Gadim is saying that ad velo ad v'chlal in the Rambam Perek Tes Halachavav, and then he does a little girsa issue. He says that if my chat is correct, how come the Magen Avraham is bothered by Yestira in the Rambam? L'chaira, Perek Tes is talking about that you heat it up and it doesn't become a gachalas. And Perek Yud Beis is talking about I heat up and it does become a gachalas. So he says, well, maybe there's a girsa issue. Is the text in the Rambam that you mechamim es hamateches ad she ta'ase gachalas or ad she na'ase gachalas or ad she te'ase gachalas? Right? I have like a Hebraist in the room, so I have to be careful. Is that ad she te'ase gachalas or ad she na'ase gachalas? Ad she na'ase means it already became a gachalas. Ad she te'ase means it will happen later on, but it's not there yet. That's what the Prima Gadim says. It's interesting. It's nice. I don't know. You frowned a little bit when I said the Prima Gadim. It doesn't sound that way. Okay. So saying, agreed. Chaya Adam, in the Nishmas Adam, basically has an interesting distinction, which the Minchas Ariel says is exactly the same as the Chazon Ish, but Hanirofi and Yestaiti, that there's a slight difference. In the Nishmas Adam in Klal Chof Os Aleph, he says that there's a difference between Mateches and Barzel. Okay? Mateches is ordinary metal. Ordinary metal, so the Rambam says, you're going to be Chayiv Mishum Mevashel, Sodas Mevashel. Barzel is the only metal, apparently, that Tziruf is done on. Is that true, by the way? That Tziruf, this idea of heating the metal and then cooling it down quickly to harden it, that's only done on Barzel? I don't know. It doesn't sound correct. What? That's how you make stainless steel, right? But, I mean, I thought stainless steel is a mixture of... Stainless steel is like a pretty recent invention. It's a mixture of iron and copper or something. But, I don't know. The Chaya Adam is making a distinction between Barzel and other matras. The Chazon Ish, in Simen Nun Os Tes, the Chazon Ish says a distinction, but it's not a distinction between Barzel and Mateches. It's a distinction based on what my kavono when I heat up the metal is. Chazon Ish writes, Dekan mishane shoresh dekan hakavona mishane es shoresh hamalacha. The kavona, the intention that I have, changes the malacha. De imatecha osa gachales v'rotza begachalto kigon rotza lasos miksha ukishu gachales. Who rakla rakla lahashki abot sura oz malacha nikbas l'todas mevashel. If I'm heating the metal to soften the metal so I could work with it more. Working with the metal means you can like cut the metal into small pieces, you can engrave on the metal, you're heating the metal in order to work with the metal, so in that situation it's going to be mevashel but not mavir. But kishein ritzono l'rakicho rak l'tzarfo umelavno v'shvo l'tzarfo, so ein kan mevashel elamavir. Zuck the chazain ish, that if my kavona is to soften it so that I can work with it, So then I'm chayiv mishum mevashel. If my kavone is to harden it ultimately, then I'm chayiv mishum mavir. And then he writes that barzel is lav davka, barzel dinokat hu ledugma. I think those four words in the Chazon Ish is against the Chaya Adam, no? He says that Barzel is just a dogma. Okay, so B'kitzur HaMa'aseh, the Chazon Ish is saying that the Yishuv for the Rambam is, it depends on what my Kavona. If my Kavona is to soften the metal, that's Mevashel. If my Kavona is ultimately to harden it, that is Mavir. Okay, a nice Chazon Ish. A very nice Chazon Ish. The excellent Minchas Ariel, but he's not our dear friend, but he is excellent. So the excellent Minchas Ariel tainas that we do see other dugmaos where my kavana can mamish be mishana something. It's the same action, but what my kavana is totally changes what the malacha is. For example, we had the Chaya Adam about if I put something on the fire in order to burn it up, that's going to be mavir. If I put it on the fire and I'll take it off before it gets burned, that's going to be mevashel. No? We have a chazan ish I can give you a marimokim on this one. The chazan ish nun aleph yud gimel speaks about if I have a barrel of wine that's covered with some ur, with some leather, and I rip the leather in order to get the wine out, so that's not a malach of Korea, even though the assumption is that there's a malach of Korea even on leather. The Bir Halach and Shin Mem Se'if Yud Gimel proves that there's a malach of Ur from leather, which is, by the way, a pasuk in this week's parasha, but Tzvi Pesach Frank points out, no? Because the Torah, in the context of Nig'ei Begodim, right? Speaks about how you have to be Korea, the Beged, or the Shasi, or the Erev, or Ha'or. Yeah? So it's often in the Pasuk. Like the best type of Raya you could ever bring in Judaism is a Raya from a Pasuk. No? It's even better than a Raya from a Gemara. Mamash, a Pasuk. Right? It's against the Alter Rebbe and Shulchan Aruch. And the Bir Halacha and Shin Mem and Se'if Yud Gimel discusses that the Alter Rebbe and Shulchan Aruch says that there's no Korea on Or. But it's against the pasuk. It's really, it's against the Bir Halacha proves that it's against Gemaras, it's against Rishonim. The Tzvi Pesach Frank points out it's against the pasuk in this week's parasha. Very difficult. But if there is Korea, how come I'm allowed to rip open my barrel of wine when it's covered by some leather? The teretz is that my kavana somehow affects the nature of the malacha. The Chazanish says that in the Aleph Yud Gimel, they're also, right? If I'm ripping it open to get the wine that's inside, that shows that this isn't really a malacha of Korea. That's like opening a package, like the gros inside a barrel or something, and that's going to be mutter. So zayin, whatever it is. Now, Nekuda Rishona basically is, the Chazon Ish is telling me that my kavana impacts on whether the malacha at hand is mavir or whether the malacha at hand is mevashel. That's point one. Then, if you read the Chazon Ish Vayter, the Chazon Ish has a suffix. Now he says, according to the Raya, it's only mevashel, there's never mavir. V'yesh la'ayin, be'eino mechavein lo l'tzareif v'lo l'rakech, im yesh bay mishum mevashel. Okay, again, heating metal. If my kavan is to soften the metal that I want to work with it, then it's going to be mevashel, the Chazon Ish, within the Rambam. If my kavan is that I want to harden the metal, then it's going to be mavir. Yesh la'ayin, says the Chazon Ish. What about my kavana is neither litzareif nor larakech? My kavana is not to make it harder nor to make it softer. What's the din of that situation? A suffix in the Chazon Ish. And he says, since it's difficult to understand what the Rambam holds, but the Raivad says that mechameim litzareif is also mevashel, right? The Raivad holds it's always mevashel. So therefore, what one is going to say, it's always usher to heat up metal. Mishum mevashel. Zok v'chazan ish, heating metal is mamish, always going to be usher. It's going to be usher al mevashel. And then he writes, v'nireh, D'kol shena'ase yad soiledes bo, yesh bo mishum mevashel. As long as the metal gets to yad soiledes, that's going to be the iser of mevashel. Now remember, yad soiledes, we learned last semester, is let's say 113 Fahrenheit. That's not so hot. Right? The metal gets to yad soiledes, it's going to be mevashel. Even though le'ingin chiyuv, it has to cook kemacho ben jusoy, Mikomakom isure ikka koshanasa yad soledes. Right? There is going to be at least an isur derabbanon when it gets yad soledes. But efshar de asur min haTorah kimo chatzishir. And it could be the heating metal to the temperature of yad soledes. Remember, the real malacha is going to be mevashel when it softens. Or, if I have kavanah to soften and then to harden it, the real malacha is going to be mavir. But that takes a temperature of like, but to heat metal, it probably takes 700-800 degrees to soften the metal, no? But someone could check on Google. What? Huh? Well, it depends on the type of metal. Right. There are some metals that are not going to soften until a really, really, really hot temperature. But Zakta Chazanish, once it's 113 Fahrenheit, which we call Yad Soledes, there's going to be an Isser. Perhaps an Issa Rabbanon, but maybe even an Issa D'Oraisa like Chatzishir. He throws it out there. Well. Well. The Chazanish elsewhere, in Simen Lamed Zayin, in Ois Yud Aleph, in Simen Lamed Zayin, the Chazon Ish talks about the case that let's say I have food on the fire at the beginning of Shabbos, and I take off my tea kettle, let's say. I have a tea kettle without a blech because it was Nisbash Kamachal Ben Shusai, being a Shabbos, and doing Shahiyah Beheter. I'm a good Jew, right? It heats up all the way. I take it off, and then I want to put the kettle back down so that I have more hot water later on. I can't do HaChazor unless I have a blech. So most poskim assume put a blech down, no? That's standard Judaism. Chazanish says, yeah, you could put a blech down. First of all, the Chazanish has here, and the Chazanish has what we call a Chazanish blech. The Chazanish holds our blechs don't help. But then he writes in the brackets, Simin Lamed Zayin Osir Aleph, Nire, Dafke Kedere Shocheres, Yeshona, Mutter Litain, Avo Shoma Teches, Keshehi Rekonis, Yesh Lachosh Labishal. I can't put a piece of metal on my fire on Shabbos, because that's going to be an iser bishul. Kid the iser b'ramba practice halacha vav. Hamachayim es hamateches is going to be mevashel. Va'af madayin lo nasa gachkales nira do aser. Zekh b'chazanish, you're not allowed to put metal on the fire on Shabbos.
Exactly.
Why? Like he says over here, because it's mechamim.
Exactly right.
But if it's empty, if it's full, I'm allowed to put it there l'cha'ira, because the when it's full, there are two ways of saying it. Either the keli is only nechshav based on the contents of the keli. Alternatively, when it's full, the metal won't reach this temperature, even though in mitzias it does. No, but zok the chazanish, you're not allowed to put a kedera on a fire on Shabbos, because it's going to be some iser of bishul, perhaps an iser of bishul of chatzishir. Now, a few ha'aros over here. A few ha'aros. First of all, the Chazan Ish is beginning with a suffix about when I have kavanah neither l'rakech nor l'tzarev. What's the din? Comes along Reb Avram Chaim Noah. Did I say this already? I don't remember. I quoted him before, but I don't think I said the punchline from him. Reb Avram Chaim Noah comes and he says, you know what? If you have kavanah neither l'rakech nor l'tzarev, so that is zero iser whatsoever. Because in that situation, it's going to be mekalkel. Anyone who knows anything about metal knows that either when you heat up the metal, you're softening it so that you could work with it, which is a tikkun, or I'm heating it in order to subsequently harden it to make it into a gachelas. But if my kavanah is neither l'rakech nor l'tzarev, so in that case, it's going to be mekalkel, and then you're going to be putter. That's one other. Okay. Ha'ara 2. The Chazon Ish, if you go weiter in Simin Nun, right, remember, he basically proves that he making metal hot to the temperature Yatzar, this is going to be Aser, perhaps an Issa Da'ir Aisa. Min ha'amur, says the Chazon Ish, based on Nishtikul Taira, that's why electricity is Aser. Right, this is not the famous part of the Chazon Ish. The famous part of the Chazon Ish is two paragraphs from now. This is the less famous part. Chazon Ish says that the reason why electricity is amur, the reason why electricity is usur, is because it's mechamim es habarzel, which is mevashel. And even though it's a psik reisha delay nichale, I don't want the metal to get hot. I don't really care if the metal gets hot. I just want the electrons to flow through my metal to operate my fan, let's say. I don't want the metal to get hot. Nonetheless, psik reisha delay nichale is usur. Ve'efshar, says the Chazon Ish, Dehachimum sorech bo lahavaras hazerem v'choshev nichole. Zuck the Chazon Ish, efshar kenzain, that the wires have to be hot in order for the electrons to travel. Physicists, anyone, future doctors of America, somebody, who took physics, not for poets? Okay, so, what?
Yeah, the poet part was arguable.
Yeah, I took it.
So is this true? What the Chazon Ish is saying? The Chazon Ish says that maybe the electrons will only flow when the wires get hot. Is this true?
No.
No! Good! It's not true. Electrons will flow through, right? The reason why electrons flow through a wire is because wires have this conductive property. No? There's such a thing? You know,
it's when there's a deficit of electrons on one side, and there's a possible medium.
And it happens that metal is a possible medium to transport electrons, but it doesn't have to get hot for the electrons to be transported, right? So this Chazon Ish is very difficult. Reb Usher Weiss, in his Tshuvas, in Minchas Usher, Chelek Beis Simin Lamed Dalet, Reb Usher Weiss has the following theory, ladies and gentlemen. Reb Usher assumes that electricity on Shabbos is always an Issa D'Oraisa. But he's not saying it like the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, I think, an Issa D'Oraisa because it's some sort of bona or makib or patish. We'll talk about that later. Reb Usher says he thinks it's real makib or patish because he has this line in the Yerushalmi, Memdalet Amar Aleph, in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that that the Chachamim were looking, just like we have 39 Avos, they're looking for 39 toldos for each Av. And any action that they weren't sure which Av Malacha to pin it onto, they'd say, Das heis makim apatish. Says Reb Usher Weiss, therefore, the Malacha of electricity is always makim apatish, even if it's an LED light, no? In Chelak Aleph Simin Lamed, Reb Usher writes what he calls Tochachas Megula V'Ahava Mesuteres. Right? That's like the Lashon that the Ibn Ezra said. Right? Tochachas Megula V'Ahava Mesuteres. That there was a certain Rav, he doesn't tell you his name, who said that maybe LED lights is only Usher on Shabbos out Uvdin Dechol. Because the Isser of electricity on Shabbos is only out Moilid. And this Rav entertained that maybe there's no Molid on light. Because in the Gemara, we only see molid, like on molid reyach. But who says it's an isser of molid or? And if there would be an isser of molid or, so then if my shades are down, maybe it should be also to draw my shades up and allow the light to come through, because that's molid or. So Reb Usher Weiss says, first of all, what are you talking about? Like, molid is a very broad thing. Whatever is like a new idea is also out molid. Second of all, your time is only also out uvdin dechol. Once you can say something is uvdin dechol, people are going to, like, people understand uvdin dechol is that's not Shabbos thick. Like when your seventh grade Rebbe told you that you're not allowed to play ball on Shabbos. Because it's not Shabbos thick, no? So, uvdin dechol is a way of saying, like, yeah, you really shouldn't do it, but everyone does it anyway. The Baal Shem Tov says, if you're going to write this, so everyone's going to be using electricity. And you should know that LED lights are also min ha-tayra, out. Someone told me that when Reb Usher's wife, you know, needs Refuah Shleima, so in the hospital, Reb Usher is so into his Shita that even using LED lights is like an issa d'iraisa. His wife can't communicate it. She has like this machala that she can't really talk. He said that it's better to write with a shinui, with a pen, than to use electricity to write. He's so into his chiddush that, okay, again, she should have her four shleima. That's the ikar thing. But Reb Asher Weiss basically tainas that, you know what, the Chazon Ish, Asher Koros Loi Onis Loi, the Chazon Ish Lamish knew everything. He doesn't get anything wrong, but even the Chazon Ish made a mistake about electricity. This idea that the Chazon Ish says, that in order for the electrons to flow, it has to be that the wires are hot, and it's possible this is a psikvesha, the Nihole, says Reb Asher Weiss, that's just not true. That's just not true. Okay. He writes, therefore, he says it's an interesting context there in Chelek Beis Siman Lamed Aleph, and he says there's some poskim recently who wanted to be mekel on hadlakas or I'm turning on the lights on Yom Tov, based on the truth in the Aruch HaShulchan, where the Aruch HaShulchan years and years and years ago was mekel on turning on lights on Yom Tov. So he says, first of all, the Aruch HaShulchan got the whole metzias of electricity wrong. Second of all, don't have a time on that. How can I say that a posek got it wrong? Got some metzias wrong? Because even the Chazon Ish got something wrong about electricity. That's like the line in the Tshuva of Asher Weiss, which I find very funny. Rabbi Brownstein told me that, you know, Rav Yosef Weiss was a Rosh Hashiva here for like 70 years. So Rabbi Weiss was the first English speaking Rosh Hashiva in YU, and he was a physics major in college. Apparently Rabbi Weiss gave a public shiur when he got smicha. They asked one of the musmachim to give a shiur to the whole yeshiva, so the public shiur that he gave was why the Aruch HaShulchan was wrong regarding electricity and Yom Tov, both mitzad ha-halacha and mitzad ha-physics. Because Rabbi Weiss is a physics major, Torah Umadah man, Rabbi Yosef Weiss. Right? Oh.
So what did the Aruch HaShulchan
say about Molid? So the Aruch HaShulchan is not Choshish that there's an Isser Molid. Again, the Pashto is because whatever goes on and off and on and off, that's not Molid. Molid has to be, there's some sort of key. Okay. Zulzain. Striking a match would be Molid. Yes, that's correct. Striking a match is Molid.
Why is there no Kim? There's a Kim unless
they turn off. Well, there's only a key because the electrons keep on flowing and hitting it.
Yeah.
If it would stop for a second, there would not be a key at all. Okay, let's just try to plow through because we only have a few more minutes and I want to do more about this Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish time is that you can't use electricity on Shabbos because of mevashel, that the wires get hot. Now, some people say that today our wires with solid-state electronics don't really get hot, no? In most of our devices, they don't get hot. But first of all, there are many devices that do get hot. Keep your cell phone on for like 10 minutes. You start to feel it, no? Many devices get hot. My computer has a fan in it. The longest of the fan in your computer is, you can pick up your laptops and you'll see there's a little fan at the bottom. The longest of the fan in the computers is that they get hot. The Chazon Ish would say that there's an issur d'oraisa to use these electronics because there is mechamei mesamateches. No? That's what he says. And, right, even though meisim b'chol yom, that we put a blech on Shabbos, or we'll put metal on a fire on Shabbos, the Chazon Ish says that you're not allowed to do that. And,
that would be a perfect case, though, of Psikrish Blog Nihalei.
Perhaps, but even Psikrish Blog Nihalei is going to be Usher,
Al-Kokon.
If you look at the Tshuva of Rav Shlomo Zalman, in the Minchash Shlomo, Chelak Aleph Simin Yud Aleph, footnote 2, right, Chelak Simin Yud Aleph is what Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote with Chazon Ish when he was very young. Basically, Rav Shlomo Zalman's mother needed hearing aids, no? And he decided to look into the whole sugya of electricity because his mother needed hearing aids. And he came up with his mahalach, which he wrote in a sefer called Ma'orei Ar. Then later on, he hears that there's a goyin in Bnei Brak, who, I think Rosh Hashanah was 18 when he published the Ma'orei Ar, by the way. He hears that there's a goyin in Bnei Brak, the Chazon Ish, who published the Sefer, and the Chazon Ish has a different mahalach than electricity. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman, as a young kid, decided to write letters to the Chazon Ish, arguing on the Chazon Ish's mahalach, that electricity is fundamentally also Alts Boner, Makir B'Patish, whether the Chazon Ish is consistent with one or using both, that's not clear. But in this paragraph of the Chazon Ish, he says, right, Simin Nun Ice Test, he speaks about electricity being also Alts Boner, Makir B'Patish, and Rav Shlomo Zalman basically says, Vosfar Boner, Makir B'Patish, it's basically it's made to go on and off. Boner means I build something. Hishtamshos, using something that's meant to go on and off, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's not Osmer. That's the Iker Gisha, the Iker approach of Rav Shlomo Zalman. But in the footnote 2 over here, he says, "B'michtav shekasavti elav derech agav," I had the following ha'ara about something that's not so relevant to chashmal, not so relevant to electricity, which is that the Chazon Ish says that there's going to be mevashel because it gets the yad soledes, and he quotes all the Chazon Ishes, but nir lafiyin yisdaiti. Kimola ingin bishul balach koshu pachos miyad soledes lav klum kenu biyavish pachos mimakol ben trusoy lo asa el midrabonon gizera sheva yishka. But it's not called chatzi shir. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that there's a fundamental difference between what the Meiri on Daf Gimel of Shabbos calls chatzi shir and chatzi malach. But if I'm okir but not miniach, that's not chatzi shir of carrying on Shabbos. That's chatzi malacha, right? It's garnished, basically. Chatzi shir would be that there are certain items, if I want to carry a kameya or something, so the amount of or, whatever it is, the Mishnayos have all the details of how much you have to carry to be chayiv, right? If I carry less than that amount, that's chatzi shir. But I'm doing an akira and a hanocha. Similarly, over here, if I cook to pachos mi yad soledes bo bailach, that's not cooking. And if I cook a non-food item to yad soledes, that's not cooking, because the definition of cooking by a non-food item is when it changes its state. And koshu pachos mizeh is going to be, right, is going to be a chatzi malacha, and there is zero isser at all. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman taints.
Shlomo Zalman says
what? In the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, in chapter 1, in version 2, in 2.0, it's Ha'ara Samach, in 3.0, it's Ha'ara Samach Zayin. So they are Marich on this question. And they point out that there seems to be contradictory evidence in Mishnah Brurah on this Nakuda. The Mishnah Brurah in Shin Yud Ches and Ois Tzadi Aleph, in Sivkot and Tzadi Aleph. Right, the Mishnah Brurah quotes the Magen Avraham there in Sivkot and Lamed Zayin, where the Magen Avraham says that I'm allowed to put a keli of wax near the Eish, and I'm not worried that I'm going to leave it there long enough for it to melt, because it's lo nicholai. Because I don't want it to melt. Right? We encountered this Magen Avraham. We spoke about this in our Shirim on the third parak. We had Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. We had a Megillah Sefer about this. Right? But there's a famous Magen Avraham that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. All beautiful. And then Rav Shlomo Zalman points out, one second, so Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham, you tell me that I'm allowed to leave my wax healing near the fire because I'm not chayshish it's going to melt. I'm not chayshish going to leave it there long enough for it to melt because I don't want it to melt. I is going to get yad soledes. Apparently you see that the Chazon Ish is wrong. That making a keli yad soledes is not usher. Not bad. Then Rav Shlomo Zalman in that footnote in the Shmir Shabbos points out that there is a Mishnah Berurah in Reish Ayin Zayin Ois Chaf Beis that seems to contradict this. Shulchan Aruch writes that you're allowed to put a ka'ara on a ner b'Shabbos kedei shelo yechol sa'ar bakura. It's a Mishnah on Kuf Chaf Aleph. I could put a plate on top of a candle in order that the candle doesn't burn my roof down. Okay. Says the Mishnah Brura, the ka'ara that I put on the shocheres, shomateches is usher, ki ha-mechameim es ha-mateches chayiv mishum mavir. Whoa! Like, doesn't this Mishnah Brura sound like the Chazon Ish? Shver Mishnah Brura. Very difficult Mishnah Brura. This Mishnah Brura, Reish Ayin Zayin Chaf Beis, is Soyser, the other Mishnah Brura. This one sounds more like the Chazon Ish. It sounds like, since I be Chayiv Mishum Mavir, I'm not going to leave it long enough for it to become a Gechelas. No? First of all, can it become a Gechelas? I have one candle. I put a plate on top of it. It can't become a Gechelas. It's not enough there. Very difficult Mishnah Berurah. So maybe you could dray that Mishnah Berurah is talking about, it's not one candle, it's like a huge fire. And you're putting a plate on top of the huge fire. Maybe that's what you could say. I don't know, it's difficult. The Ketzos, so Rav Shlomo Zalman points this out. Then Rav Shlomo Zalman sends you, where the footnote in the Shmir Shabbos, sends you that the Ketzos HaShulchan, Rav Avraham Chaim Noah, Kufla Medalad, Os Yud Ches, he's marich on this question. And he says, you know what? I found the Sefer Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish says you're not allowed to put metal on a fire to make it Yad Zoledes, because that's going to be a Chatzi Shir. He says, you know, I don't know what this Chazon Ish is talking about, because against the Befevish of Mishnah and Tumid. Because the Mishnah and Tumid, Pekias, no? The Mishnah and Tumid in Parakei says that when the coals would spill out on Shabbos, they would take a certain keli called the pesanter, and they'd put it on top of the coals on Shabbos in the Mikdash. Now, the Chazon Ish would say it's an Issur D'oraisa. An Issur D'oraisa you can't do as Inchus for Mikdash. Now, maybe the pesanter is so large that it wouldn't get hot at all from the coals. So, Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noah Meiridik, the man figures out how many coals were there on the Mizbeach that could possibly fall, and how large was this pesanter keli. And he says that based on the size of the keli and the amount of coals that were there, right, al karkacha, it would get hot enough that it would for sure get to Yad Zeledes by. And the Mishnah still says it's mutter. Therefore, he says, I have a Befevish Araya that, you have to look this up, there's Miktsos HaShulchan, it's not unbelievable. He says, I have a Befevish Araya that the Chazon Ish is wrong. The Mishnah Berurah Reish Ayin Zayin Chaf Beis sounds like that. He says, I think he's wrong there also. Chick chak boom. And La Halacha, we all do this, no? La Halacha, we put, if you don't have a black line, you put the black line Shabbos. We'll put a pot on Shabbos. Rishon Zalman argues in one place, if the Chazon Ish is right, I can't put a pot with water on the fire on Shabbos because I have to be choishish that the water is going to cook out and I'm going to come lidei bishul on the pot. No? So, this is a classic. The Velt is not at all choishish for this Chazon Ish. Even though, if you read the Chazon Ish, you get an impression that the Iker Isser of electricity on Shabbos is because of the wires getting hot. And then later on, as like an addendum, he says the thing in Makir Patish and Boneh, but the Velt is not worried at all with this Chazon Ish, because we assume that wires getting cut is a Chatzi Malacha, not a Chatzi Shir. We assume it's not Usar at all. And the rest of the discussion of electricity is extremely important, but these couple of lines in the Chazon Ish, which, again, I think if you read it, it sounds like that's the Iker point of the Chazon Ish, is not accepted by Halacha by anyone. Ayin Igris Moshe Chelak Dalet Simon Ayin Dalet Oskov Test, where he also says, of course, you're allowed to put a bluff on the fire on Shabbos. Nothing to talk about. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.